Recording in progress.
Let's see, yeah. Okay, fine, receiving and hands up.
Okay, so on Kaf Dalet, we've got this Mishnah that talks about, I mean, we're talking about trapping, right? Obviously, trapping animals. And the Mishnah says, brings first of all, kind of let's what we'll end up seeing is the Tana Kama, that says that if you've got a trap and you find an animal in there on Yom Tov, then you're only going to be allowed to have that animal if you know for sure that it was trapped before Yom Tov. So that's what we initially say. And then we bring a Maisa. And the Maisa relates to Rabban Gamliel, where a non-Jew came to Rabban Gamliel with a fish. And Rabban Gamliel said, you know what? Yeah, that fish is mutter to accept, maybe even to eat. Yeah. Pardon? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but I just don't like that guy, but I want to let you know that it's mutter. Now, this guy who brought the fish, we don't know when the fish was caught. Yeah, it could have been on Yom Tov, it could have been before Yom Tov. Yeah. So the Gemara starts off and he says, yeah, Maisa Listor, right? This seems to be a bit of a contradiction, right? Because the first opinion we saw, yeah, said, no, it has to be, you're only allowed to have something if you know for sure that it was trapped before Yom Tov, yeah? And yet here you see Rabban Gamliel saying this fish, which is not for sure, yeah? And yet, if it wasn't the fact I hate him, then it would be permissible to have this fish. So the Gemara says, yeah, in Hachanami, that's correct, yeah? And it's just that the Mishnah is missing a bit, yeah? So the Mishnah, really, the way to read it is, it doesn't just talk about, you know, things which being trapped, but it then says a general thing, yeah? Safek Muchen, anything which is a Safek, whether it was properly prepared, yeah, is Asa. Rabban Gamliel, however, says it's Mutter, so it brings Mefrush, there's a Machlokas, and then it brings the Maisa. And the Maisa then supports Rabban Gamliel saying it's Mutter. So that Bekitzer is what we see, yeah? So what comes out, though, is something quite interesting, yeah? Why is something that was potentially, you know, trapped, on Yom Tov? Now, I mean, you didn't actually trap it on Yom Tov, yeah? There was obviously a trap set. But if it's caught on Yom Tov, why should it be Aser, right? So the obvious reason is because it's Muksa, right? Because on Yom Tov, going into Yom Tov, there was a live animal, a wild animal, yeah? And therefore, you know, you go by that status, and the fact that it happened to get trapped without you doing anything on Yom Tov, it doesn't matter, it's Muksa, right? So the whole debate that we're talking about, the Safek Muchen, is basically a Safek on Muksa. And it turns out the Tana Kama says that's Asa, and as we see in the rest of the Gemara, it brings it in a few different ways, but basically that's how we paskin, right? Now what's Muksa? Muksa is a Dinder Rabbanon. So the obvious question that we need to ask is, yeah, a Safek de Rabbanon, yeah, if it was unclear whether it was Muks or not, because maybe actually there's, of course, it's possible that it was trapped before Yom Tov, yeah, and therefore it was already trapped going into Yom Tov, and it's not Muksa, yeah? So a Safek Muksa, Safek de Rabbanon, seemingly here we're saying is Asa, but usually we say Safek de Rabbanon Hakel. That's the main question here. Now, sorry if I'm for this, but we're going to go back a bit in history. And I want to ask everyone if they can remember, there was another case, yeah, where we talked about a long, long time ago, right at the beginning of the Masechet, yeah, where we talked about Safek de Rabbanon, yeah, being Asa, and we asked on that, how can it be a Safek de Rabbanon as Asa? Can anyone remember what the case was? You have to go back a long time in history. I'll give you a clue. It's something to do with an egg, something to do with a bait, sir. So it was on Gimel Amud Beis, yeah? Yeah. Okay, great. I don't have to apologize. Yeah, very good. Yeah, that's exactly right, right? So on Gimel Amud Beis, yeah, right? It brought a Brisa, right, that started to talk about an egg that was laid, yeah, on Yom Tov. We know there's a problem of an egg being laid on Yom Tov, yeah? And then it said, what about a Safek egg, yeah? And basically, the Brisa said, Safek egg should be Asa, right? And the Brisa then went through, yeah, because if you call, I know this is a bit like Chazara from ages ago, but there were different reasons why a Safek egg was problematic. And according to Rabba, the reason was a potential derisa reason, yeah, because of a Hachana de Rabba. So it said, for Rabba, I understand, it's a derisa problem, I understand, yeah? But there were other reasons. There was Rabbi Yitzchak and there was Rabbi Yosef, both of whom saying Gezeira de Rabbanon, you know, Peirush Shenoshim, Mashkim Shezavu, yeah? It says, I don't understand for them, how can they explain this Brisa as to why this Suffolk egg should be usser, right? And initially, we turned around and we said, okay, maybe it's actually it's a different thing. It's a Trafer egg. But we did end up, nonetheless, saying, no, no, it could even be that it's a Suffolk egg in terms of being laid. But we brought a new clull. We've actually brought a new clull to explain why it could be, right, that that Suffolk egg would be usser. Anyone remember what the clull was? So, Devar Shiesh Limiterim. Yeah? So basically, that could be, and this is in fact Rabbi Yahu kind of gave the game away when he explained the Gemara. You have to know how much preparation goes into Rabbi Yahu Shir when he explains the Gemara. So when he explained this Gemara, he said Suffolk Muchlan, he had to throw in that, if you anyone who noticed that, you have to have your ears pricked, yeah? But he threw in that, and in fact, that is one of the key, if not the key explanation, yeah? But that's what we're going to be looking at in a bit more depth today, yeah? So the Magen Mishnah, the Rav Magid, yeah, goes on the Rambam. And the Rambam, actually, the context is he brings a whole load of dinim, yeah, from Ar Masechet, talking about different types of sfeikus, yeah, where he holds that, he brings out that they're all asa, and he says, Suffolk Muchlan asa, yeah. And the Magen Mishnah, the Rav Magid, yeah, says two explanations, the main one seemingly being this klal, yeah, Devar Shiesh Lo Matirim, yeah. And what's that klal? Let's just speak that out, yeah. So where you've got something, yeah, where right now it's a suffix, okay? And you're on Yom Tov or even Shabbos and it's a suffix, right? But, and it's even Durabonon. So usually you might have said suffix Durabon Lahakel. But at the end of the day, right, if you just wait till after Shabbos or until after Yom Tov, right, then that suffix will resolve itself and it will for sure be permissible, yeah? So Muksa could be a good example. We know that once you get to Chol, Muksa is going to be completely fine, yeah? So the klal is, yeah, that insofar as there's a suffix as to whether it's asa, and you could just wait it out, yeah, right? And mimela, in, you know, a day's time, it's going to be permissible. Then even something which is derabbanan, we say, you know what, wait it out and let it become for sure permissible. And even though it's right now, it's only a suffix derabbanan, we say, oh, nonetheless, it's asa right now, we tell you to wait it out. That's called devar shiesh limiterim. And says the Rav Magid, yeah, That would be the klal to explain here. He says, or a second possibility, he says, maybe, yeah, that stam, there's certain cases of derabbanan dinim where we're machmeh. Yeah, it's unclear as to where we say yes, where we say no, but he says that could be a second possibility. But those are the two possibilities, he says. Then he comes, yeah, and he brings a third possibility in the name of the Rashba, which he attacks and vigorously rejects, yeah. So the Rashba and Ar Sugya has a new possibility. Yeah? He wants to say a very local reason. He wants to say in Hachanami, usually Suffolk Durabanan in Hachanami, the klal is true. Yeah, it would be Mutter, right? But he wants to say where there's a Suffolk, where there's an underlying kind of background where there might be it might come at least to a Deraisa concern. Yeah, there we're going to be Machmir. So what would it be here? So here you've got something which has been trapped, let's say in a trap on, you know, on Yom Tov, you don't know when it's been trapped, yeah? So yeah, the suffix is derabbanan, yeah? But let's say we permitted that. It could be that someone would mistakenly then come and think, I can go and trap an animal. Here, look. Sorry? Where's the derisa? Oh, that's itself a good question, yeah? So it is a machlokus rishonim, that's the truth. You'll have to say the Rosh beheld that trapping on Yom Tov is in fact a derisa, right? I mean, we see right at the beginning, of course. We know that... No, it's not tikkun. No, we know right at the beginning of our new perek, yeah, we say ein sadim dagim mimabeirarim, right? The general klal from the beginning of our Mishnah is that for whatever reason, seder is not, even though it's maybe you might have thought ochel nefesh, but for whatever reason, it's an exception, yeah? And in fact, it's a malacha that's not permitted on Yom Tov, yeah? There is a big debate as to whether that's deraisa or derabanan, but you'll have to say for the Rashba, he's holding it's a deraisa, yeah? And therefore, something which has been trapped on Yom Tov, even though here now it's, you didn't know one to trapping, yeah, but it's a suffix derabanan. Still, it's something that potentially people can confuse. It could come to a malacha deraisa. That situation, the Rashba wants to say, is a new klal, that situation will be machmir, that alone. But it comes out from that Rashba that generally stam a suffix on muksa, right? Just stam a suffix or no lad, yeah? The Rashba's mefurish, that would not be asa. So it comes out a tremendous machlokus that the halacha, yeah? These two reasons of the Rav HaMagid, yeah? Versus the third reason of the Rashba as to whether some case of muksa should be asa or not. Right? The Rav argued both these reasons, they would say it should be Asr. The Rashba would say, Lachor, no, this is a local reason. You'd have to be some case of where there's a concern it might come to a Derisa. If not, just stomach case of Muksa, Suffolk Muksa, should be permissible. Yeah? So that's basically the big machlokas. And both of the two studim, yeah, bring basically very interesting rise and kind of considerations based on our sugya. So to start off with, yeah, the Magid Mishnah points out, he says, wait a sec, yeah, he makes a nice deal. If you look at least the way that we explain our Mishnah, right, in the Brisa, the Lashon itself, he says, sounds like a general klal. Right? Because we end up explaining, we put these words into the Mishnah, we say, Safek Muchan Asa. So if you were coming just from the Mishnah itself, it talks about trapping, you can hear more the Rashba. But it says the Rav Magid, the Brisa then inserts the words, Safek Muchan Asa. Safek Muchan sounds like a general klal. Yeah? And what's more, he says, even more basic thing maybe, yeah? Which is that Rashba, if you've only got a narrow klal as to why a Jerubanon is going to be Asa, then how do you explain that case of the egg? Right? I mean, you know, at the end of the day, we paskin that way, right? It's clear that egg should be Asa, right? Pardon? Ah, you want to say we... Oh, interesting. You want to say because we paskin that way. Okay, but we need to explain also for Rab... I mean, that's a brisa, so Rabbi Yosef and you're right, it's not just a question of suck, but how would you explain that for Rabbi Yosef from Yitzchak, yeah? That's what Rav Ashi is coming along to do, yeah? So basically, the general kibun you have to go down for the Rashba, I think, and this is kind of how the Achronim used to go, is to say, in Achnami, there is also a klal of Rav Ashi, right? But somehow we're going to have to say that klal doesn't apply here. That klal applies there, but here we need to come on to a more local reason, yeah? That's something to think about, which we're going to discuss a little bit more, yeah? But in fact, the base mayor, yeah, comes along the other side, and he wants to kind of vigorously defend the Rashba, yeah? And he points out a simple point here, yeah, that Rav Ashi, yeah, he came along, the Gemara there asked on that brisa as to why a Suffolk Durabanam was mutter, yeah, and had a major question. Remember, there were dapim of Gemara until eventually it came along to the klal of Rav Ashi. And he says, he points out, no one says anything about our Mishnah. We're asking the question, yeah, but the Mishnah, the Gemara took it on as, yeah, Suffolk Muchan, you know, Asaf, that the Mishnah is... The mission is fine. No one even asked, yeah? And Rav Ashi didn't even say his klal, yeah? So he wants to say it's mashma, there's something else going on in our Mishnah, yeah? Some other reason, yeah, that was somehow known that, oh, here, you know, there's a derisive potential situation that come out. It's more pashut maybe, yeah? So that's one tiny that the base mayor has, yeah? And then the other tiny he has, and this gets back to the thing we were mentioning before, the base mayor points out a very fascinating point, and this is a key point, yeah? When it comes to Devash Yeshlem Tirim, yeah? So we said, what's the klal? The klal is, yeah, don't have something which is a suffix right now when you simply could wait, yeah? But what would be if you waited, yeah, you would end up the thing spoiling, right? Or having a loss, right? Pardon? Well, Ochel Nefesh, yeah, I mean, I'm saying, but here Ochel Nefesh is not going to permit it generally to start off with. I'm saying the fish, all these cases of the thing being trapped.
Only because it's not going to get worse. In your example where it is going to get worse,
yeah. Well, okay, well, I want to use that as far. I'm not necessarily sure it's going to be Ochel, because right now, seemingly, Ochel Nefesh is not going to help with these kind of cases. But yeah, in Achalim, when it comes worse, there's a svara to say, Devash Yeshlem Tirim doesn't apply at all, yeah? Devash Yeshlem Tirim says, listen, you're not going to lose out. Just wait and let it become mutter, right? But that we take on, and there's Rishonim who speak this out, yeah? And it comes all the way, you're going to see in Halacha, right? Lemaisa, yeah? Right? That Devash Yeshlem Tirim should not apply, right? Where at the end of the day, you're going to lose out and the thing could be spoiled, maybe even completely, yeah? For sure, you know, it's all well and good telling me to wait till after Yom Tov or Shabbos, right? But if at the end of the day, it's not going to be around or it's going to completely spoil, yeah? Of course I shouldn't have to wait, yeah? So comes along the base mayor and he says, he's got a geschmack point for the Rashba. He says, what the case that Rav Gamliel was talking about? He was talking about a freshly taken fish, yeah? And the base mayor says, as Devar Pashut, yeah, something which is freshly taken, yeah, it's going to taste much worse, yeah, if you wait a whole day, yeah. So he says if it's just a matter of Devar Sheishim Materium, he takes on as a Devar Pashut, yeah, that who's to say that Rav Gamliel is arguing with the Tanakama? That, remember, the very first thing he says, Maisa Listor, maybe not. Maybe the Tanakhama was talking about situations, yeah, where it's not going to make such a difference. And it's divine divarshiyeshim materium. And comes on Ramgamil and says, yeah, you know what? Yeah, a goy gave me a freshly picked fish and it would be mutter for the same klal because here divarshiyeshim materium wouldn't apply. So if you wait a day, it's not going to taste as nice, yeah? And yet the Gemara takes on as the starting point is this is like a kasha, right? Yeah? So, yeah. Nachon. Yeah, the truth is, I think the answer partly, if you wanted to answer, is a bit like you're saying, though, yeah? The Tanakhama is mashma that it seems to be across the board, yeah? The Tanakhama doesn't make a distinction. It has to. It says it's like Vada. It doesn't. So, yeah, and you're right. And Tucker mentions Dagim as well, yeah? So, in a trap, I hear what you're saying. In a trap, maybe, in a trap, if when it's in a trap, when it's trapped, maybe it's not going to spoil. Yeah, what, in a trap it's not going to spoil till tomorrow? Maybe in the water?
You could have put it into a small enclosure before
Shabbos. That's the first Mishnah. I'm saying in this Mishnah itself, when we say that it would need to be pre-trapped, yeah? I hear what you're saying. You're saying pre-trapped would mean you've taken it and you're putting it in your little fish pond. And then it will keep. What I'm saying is, though, that the first opinion, though, in the Mishnah seems to be a general club without any exceptions. That's the way I would answer for the Rava Market, yeah? Right? Why it's mashma that there is some kind of machlokas going on. But come what may, that is the taina, yeah, of the Beis Meir for the Rashba, yeah? But basically, what I want to then jump forward is, in terms of halacha, yeah? So we paskin, yeah? And this is, if you want to look it up, it's the reference here, Taf at Sadi Zayin, yeah? The Tzafek Seder is Asa. And the Mishnah Brewer on that comes along and says, what's the reason? Devar Shiesh material, yeah? He's going with the reasoning of the Rava Magid, yeah? But what's fascinating, if you look at the Tshar Tzion, yeah? So he points out, he says, you should know, though, according to this reasoning, yeah? If it's going to be worse, yeah. If it's going to not going to be so nice after Yom Tov, it should Tucker be mutter. He says that, yeah. But he points out. He says, but you know, he brings the Beis Meir, right? And he says, you know, the Beis Meir, you know, kind of argued with reason for that point. And then he says, based on that, yeah, he says that he's not. He does take on still it, not like the Beis Meir that you have to switch to the Rashba. He still takes on its Devar Shiesh Materium. But his maskana is, yeah, because he's mechabed the Beis Meir, yeah, his maskana is halacha lemaisa, yeah, it should only be permissible if it's going to be a hefsed gamul. So if something is going to, let's say, totally go off, yeah, and you know that, you know, this fish is going to like, it's sunny or whatever it is, yeah, and it's going to completely go off, yeah, if you wait, then he says, in hachanami halacha lemaisa, the Mishnah Brewer would say that would be mutter. That case of safek would be mutter. And that's basically how we come down the halacha.
Good.
And there's more detail on here, but I just wanted to.
Thank you. Oh yeah, very nice, brilliant.